We're living in unprecedented times. Quarantine, social restriction, corona, COVID-19. These are things we'd never heard beforehand. What are we to do? I'd like to give you some words of hope, strength, faith, and encouragement. We just read a parasha recently in the Torah, Kisisa Esrosh B'nai Yisrael. Literally translated, it can mean, when you lift up the head of the Jewish people. In the literal sense, it's talking about taking a census of the people. But if you translate it literally, it can be translated, when you lift up the head. One of the things which is so important today is that our heads, our minds, are lifted up out of the quagmire of the media, and that we don't panic, we think clearly, we take a perspective, and we educate those around us to do the same. There is a beautiful saying of Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Lubavitch. He said, Tracht gut, wird sein gut. Think good, and it will be good. That's a great mantra just to repeat to yourself a few times a day. Think good, think positive, and it will be good. Every time you wash your hands in the bathroom, remember that you are in Hashem's hands. Every time you wash your hands, remember you're in Hashem's hands. Just imagine if you walked into front room of somebody's house and you saw a large piece of cloth, and then the person took out a pair of scissors and started cutting up the cloth. And you think they're like a little child taking a piece of paper, cutting up the paper into small pieces. What you didn't realize, it's a tailor. They're cutting up the cloth in order to make a suit. Imagine taking a Zulu out of the African outback and bringing them into a modern day operating theater. A person with no knowledge of modern technology, bringing them straight into a open heart surgery, the Zulu would think that the surgeon is killing the patient. Go and explain to them that what's happening is a life-saving operation. We are Zulus in God's operating theater. We have no idea why this is upon us. Why did it happen? And why did it happen now? But one thing our faith leads us to understand is that Yesh Bal Habayit Lebirazu, the somebody in charge, the Almighty God, is doing this for a reason, and it's not a mikra, it's not by chance. In fact, the Hebrew word mikra, by chance, can also read rak me Hashem. This is from the Almighty. The rabbis say in the Talmud, hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. Everything happens from the hands of heaven, apart from our fear of heaven. In other words, we're not in control of the world. The Almighty is in control of the world. What we do have, what is our own, is our reaction to the situation. And consequently, in this most unusual and unprecedented time, Kisisa es Rosh, let's lift our heads up, let's lift our minds up, let's not panic, let's gain a perspective. Let's realize the Almighty is doing this for a certain reason, and let's have faith that we are in the Almighty's hands. It's a fantastic time for chinuch, for education. There is such a wonderful opportunity here to educate ourselves, our families, and those around us, how to face adversity. Yes, we can get depressed, we can capitulate, but the correct approach is to understand that this is a maneuver from above to discover new ways of serving the Almighty and being better people. Many synagogues are closed, but what we need to understand is that that is a maneuver from above, so that if we pray at home, it should be with more focus, with more kavanah, with more intention, and that it's a descent, but for the purpose of ascent. I just want to share with you an amazing experience which I had recently. My kids were learning for an international competition called the Chidon. It's a competition where children learn all the 613 mitzvot, and there was going to be a tremendous weekend in New York for a game show where they would win trophies. The kids had learned for months, they were hyped up, tickets were booked, and then Corona came. And the kids were distraught. Rabbi Shimi Weinbaum of New York made a video, and that video taught me a life lesson. He basically said, do you think that this is going to beat us? No, we're going to just transfer the game show online. You kids carry on. We're going to do it bigger. We're going to do it better. And that's taking adversity and transforming it. And this is exactly what we need to do. The Almighty has granted us in this generation technology, Zoom, WhatsApp, Dropbox. We can keep in touch. We can show today kindness in ways which we had never thought of until now, looking after our old, our vulnerable, those who are in quarantine. The whole idea of quarantine is that a person feels secluded, feels lonely, but today you can pick up that phone, send that WhatsApp, do that Zoom, and you can reach out with chesed, with kindness to others. Hashem, the Almighty, has maneuvered us in that direction, and we need to take up the challenge. I think of what's happening as like one big Shabbat. COVID-19 has forced us all to stay at home. It's more time for family, for study, for prayer, for internal evaluation, for recalibration. Time to introspectively ask those existential questions of why did my soul come down to the world in the first place? Why am I living? These are questions which in the fast-moving world which we had until 3 weeks ago, many of us were just too busy to think about. But in this worldwide quarantine, wean yourself off the doom and gloom of the media and switch yourself on to a huge amount of uplifting material on beautiful Jewish websites like Chabad.org. Read books which will uplift you. A great book is Positivity Bias by Rabbi Menel Kalmanson, In God's Hands, which is on Chabad.org, which is all about emunah and bitachon, faith and trust. I just want to share with you the difference between those two. Emunah, faith, is that we believe that everything that happens is from the Almighty. That's faith. But bitachon, but trust, is something different. It's a separate service of God. It is that a person needs to work on themselves to strengthen their trust, to believe that it will be good. And the more they think and they move in that direction, Haboiteach b'Hashem chesed yisovevenu, one who trusts in the Almighty will be surrounded by his kindness. Da, you should know, Mala Maila Mimach, what is above you, the rabbis say in Pirkei Avot. However, the Maggid of Mezrich translated this to mean that you should know that that which comes from above is generated from you. You can generate a response from above by having a positive attitude, a happy attitude, by having some feelings of emunah and bitachin that you never ever thought of generating before this moment. I know a lot of people are worried about their parnasa, their income. Just a few things and thoughts about that. Number one, Birchas Hashem Hitashir, it says that the blessing of God makes a person wealth. A person should never attribute what they have, what they own, to their own prowess. It is a blessing of God. On the other hand, the Torah tells us that Uveirachacha Hashem Elokecha b'chol asher ta'aseh, God blesses you in everything that you do. Yes, we need to use our own work and ingenuity in order to generate our income. But what will ultimately come away our way is the blessing of God. Remember that ultimately money is a commodity. You might lose it, but you will never lose your mitzvot. And you should never lose your faith and composure. A story. When the Jews were going out of Egypt, Moses instructed the Jewish people to gather all the gold and silver of the Egyptians because they had been promised by Abraham that they would go out with a tremendous wealth. What was Moshe himself doing at that time? It says that he was taking out the bones of Yosef, of Joseph, from the river Nile, because a promise had been made to Joseph that he would be taken out with the people. And the Talmud applies the verse, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvot, a wise heart takes mitzvot. We must remember in our journey through this world that we can make money, we can lose money, but one thing is paramount, our mitzvahs and our good name. Today, it's an unprecedented opportunity to reach out to others, to help them. Don't lose your head. Just extend your hand. Why now? Why is it all happening now? Jews always believed in the coming of Mashiach. Ani ma'amin be'emuna shalema, I believe with perfect faith in the coming of Mashiach, and even though he may tarry, I await his coming every single day. If you have a look in the Mishnah in the Talmud at the end of Tractate Sota, there it brings all sorts of simanim, all sorts of signs about the coming of Mashiach. One of them is kolu pruta min hakis, that there is no money left in the pocket. Anybody who's just observed the huge crashes on the stock markets, even with all the breaks that government have put in there, because of a single little virus, it has crashed the entire market. Our rabbis say, "Benissan nigalu ubenissan asidin ligoil." It's in the month of Nisan that the Jews were redeemed from Egypt, and it will be in the month of Nisan that we will be redeemed in the future redemption. We're coming up to the month of Nisan. Let us educate ourselves about the coming of Mashiach. There are two chapters in Maimonides' Mishnah Torah, right at the end, that talk about the coming of Mashiach. And it's something which we should talk about to ourselves, to our children, to our families, to our communities, in order to strengthen, and not just to strengthen, but to ask for, to demand, to ask the Almighty that in this situation, now, it's the time for Mashiach to come. There's a beautiful teaching that once the Baal Shem Tov went up into heaven on one Rosh Hashanah, and he asked Mashiach, "When are you coming?" Amosai ka'osi mar. And Mashiach answered the Baal Shem Tov, "Lichshiyafutza meine secha chutza," when your teachings will be widely spread. There's a story told about a king who had a son. The son became deathly ill and was on the door of death. All the physicians were called. Nobody could find a remedy. Sounds familiar? And then one physician came and said, "I've got the remedy." And that is that the jewel in the crown of the king should be taken, crushed, mixed with water, and the elixir administered to the prince. Is the king willing that that should be done? Of course, the king said, "It's my child." And that was done. The elixir was administered. The prince recovered. That is a story which is told about the teachings of Chassidut, the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, the teachings of the Rabbeim, which are the crown jewel of the Torah, the inner dimension of the Torah. Because ultimately, they teach us that Ein Od Milvado, there's nothing except the Almighty. They teach us a new reality. They teach us that we need to extract ourselves from our environment, not living separate from, but permeating the world with godliness, lifting it up, elevating it, creating a dwelling for the Almighty right here. We need to take the crown of Hasidic teachings, of Hasidus, which today is all over the internet, easily accessible. It's that crown which will combat the corona, the other crown, the Corona 19. What practically can we be done? Pirkei Avot, the rabbis in the Ethics of the Fathers teach us that the world stands on three pillars, on Torah, Avoda, and Gimlas Chasodim, on Torah learning, on service and prayer and on acts of kindness. Torah learning. A person is quarantined. Open a book. Log on to a Jewish website. Log on to Chabad.org. They have daily teachings which will uplift you. As I said before, wean yourself off the media. You want to listen to updates once a day, twice a day, but not every 5 minutes. It'll depress you. Avoda. Use that time instead for saying Tehillim. There's so many various different Tehillim that are said. Some say 91, some say 23, some say 20. Ask your rabbi which ones are the ones to be said. And finally, Gemilas Chasadim, acts of kindness. There are so many opportunities now. So many people quarantined, especially the elderly. Just give them a call. Just tell them that somebody cares and that somebody is looking out for them. That little one act of kindness can tip the scales, just like one little virus emanating somewhere in China changed the whole world. So too, one little act of kindness could be of yours, could be that which will tip the scale of the world in merit and bring us what we've long been waiting for, the coming of Mashiach. B'mheira v'yameinu, amen. It should happen speedily in our days. Amen.